Now for our story. Jessie Calvert stood by the window of her room in the 11th Street house in Wakefield. Her husband, Ben, had left her rather abruptly a moment ago, after Jessie had noticed the figure of Bill Meade below on the street, walking away from the house. She'd heard Ben go down the hall to Kit's room, and a few minutes later, the front door slammed. Jessie knew that Ben must have followed Bill with the intention of bringing him back, delivering him to his daughter. But she had a feeling Ben's mission would be unsuccessful. And so Jessie was secretly feeling very pleased as she walked down the hall, knocked on Kit's door, and was admitted. Kit was looking very attractive, but rather upset in a becoming negligee.
Well, Kit, welcome home. Mind if I come in for a moment and pay you my respects?
Not at all, Jessie. Sit down.
Thanks. Well, you're looking fine, Kit.
Thank you.
Of course, you look rather pale. But then I suppose the trip was tiring. I won't be keeping you up, will I?
I hadn't intended going to bed yet.
Well, that's nice. I did want to have a little chat with you. I hesitated to come in earlier. Didn't want to intrude on the family gathering. But I see it isn't a gathering anymore. Where's Ben?
Dad left a few minutes ago.
I thought I heard the front door slam. I wonder where he could have been going at this hour.
I haven't the faintest idea. Doesn't Dad check with you when he goes out?
I saw Bill in the kitchen when I came in this evening.
Did you?
Yes. He told me the good news about the baby. I'm so happy to know everything turned out well for you.
Everything's fine, thank you.
It's wonderful that the child is healthy. I suppose you're sure of that.
Yes, Jessie, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but the baby is perfect.
Why, Kit, what an unkind thing to say.
Not unkind, just accurate.
Well, why should I be disappointed? I think it's wonderful. I'm dying to see him. Does he look like the Calverts or the Bowmans?
He looks like the Meads.
Oh, that's nice. Bill's a good-looking boy. Well, I'd love to see the child.
He's asleep.
Well, I can see him in the morning. I hope you like what I did with the apartment.
Yes, it's very attractive. You did a very satisfactory job.
Thank you, Kit.
Yes, your taste is in evidence everywhere. You couldn't have done a better job if you'd been doing it for yourself.
I did rather think in terms of what I'd like. I was sure our taste would be similar. Well, it certainly was a surprise to me when Bill told me about the baby. After your wire had said nothing about it.
I wanted it to be a surprise.
Well, it was. Ben must have been absolutely flabbergasted.
Naturally, Dad was very pleased. I don't imagine he's been given much encouragement at home.
Encouragement? What do you mean?
I mean, Jessie, I doubt that you helped him to think that things would come out as he hoped.
Well, I didn't want him to have any false hopes, if that's what you're getting at. And of course, after he talked to you on the phone, it looked pretty dubious. Well, I knew it was time for the baby by then, and
the baby was already born then, Jessie. I simply thought it would be fun to surprise Dad, as I told you.
How old is the baby, Kit?
He's nearly a month old.
I see. And did you have much trouble at the hospital?
Nothing spectacular. Everything was quite usual.
It must have been a nice vacation for you out there in California while you were waiting. All your friends.
I didn't look up my friends while I was there.
I see.
I didn't feel much like seeing people.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, it might have been fun to see some of them.
That wasn't my purpose, if you'll remember.
No, I suppose it wasn't. Well, you'll be feeling better after you've been home a while.
Better? I'm feeling quite all right now.
Oh, I just meant... Well, Kit, you seem jumpy, nervous.
Oh, that's silly. It's just that being on a train for several days with a new baby is not very relaxing. Otherwise, I feel very fine.
Oh, it's funny. I can't quite get used to this. You did come home after all.
Of course I did. I told you I would.
Well, I thought you might think better of it. After what I told you.
You mean that night you and Dad turned up at Malibu? The night of the storm?
Yes.
Well, I'm afraid, Jessie, you have a tendency to overestimate your powers. Now, why should I have paid any attention to all that nonsense you gave me? I knew it was just a pack of lies.
What makes you so sure of that?
For one thing, I know your background. You haven't been conspicuous for sticking to the truth. And I haven't forgotten your method of becoming Mrs. Ben Calvert.
Well, the fact remains, I am.
Yes, you are. And much good may it do you.
I'm afraid you've made a great mistake this time, Kit. I wasn't talking nonsense, as you call it. You'll find that out quite soon.
Will I? What makes you think so?
Oh, a lot of things.
You know, Jesse, I'll admit I could never like you. But I might be able to have some respect for you if you just stop pretending.
Well, I'm not pretending.
Oh, yes, you are. You know very well you've gone to every length possible, used every means you could think of to keep me from coming back to Wakefield. Well, you failed. I'm back, and I'm going to stay.
Then you think you've proven me wrong.
I know I have. Oh, I know why you wanted to keep me away. After you forced Dad to marry you by telling him a lot of lies, managed to worm your way into this family, you don't want me around to spoil your thunder.
True, I don't want you in this house, Kit. I'd be a fool to the way you've always treated me. But if you think I lied to you when I told you about Bill, you're very much mistaken.
Jesse, it's no good. It's too late to frighten me with that routine. You see, I've caught up on quite a lot of local gossip since I've been back this evening.
For example?
For example, I know about Peggy Douglas's running around with this writer. That spoils your story to begin with. Remember, you tried to give me the impression that Peggy was seeing Bill.
Well, it's true that Peggy and Nicholas Dorn are friends. But they're not married, you know.
So?
Well, in other words, a lot of things can happen. Besides, I fail to see that Peggy's going around with another man has anything to do with your marriage to Bill. Talk about my pretending, Kit. Don't you think it's rather foolish of you to keep up this pretense with me that everything's just dandy with you and Bill? I've had several long talks with Bill, and
Bill would never tell you anything.
Well, maybe he doesn't confide in me. But Bill's not very good at deception. I can read a lot between the lines from the things he doesn't say. Oh, by the way, where is Bill? Didn't I see him leaving the house a while ago?
Did you?
I hope you're not going to pretend that he rushed off to get his toothbrush. You're not going to tell me that Bill intends coming back to this house to stay.
I see no reason to tell you anything, Jesse. But you're forgetting something rather important. Bill has a son now.
Oh, yes. And he'll be devoted to it, I'm sure. You've been counting on that, haven't you?
Why not? It's natural enough.
I never thought I'd see you in such a position, Kit. Hoping to hold a man who doesn't want you with a baby.
You're a nasty, vicious woman, Jesse.
Perhaps I've had to learn to fight fire with fire. However, I'm sure of one thing. Your returning to Wakefield isn't going to change Bill's feelings. Baby or no baby, Bill's through.
You've got it all figured out, haven't you?
You bet I have. And not by guessing, either. I happen to know that Bill wants a divorce. He can't take the beating you've given him indefinitely. And when a man like Bill finally realizes he's been taken for a ride, he does something about it. Something definite.
Kit made no answer. And Jesse went out, closing the door after her with exaggerated gentleness. If Kit Mead had been the sort of woman who wept, she would have wept at that moment from fury, frustration, and bitterness. She'd risked so much, gone to such lengths with the hope of saving her marriage to Bill. She'd counted so on this triumphant return with a baby son. But now, if the baby failed, if the fact that Peggy Douglas was interested in another man had no effect on Bill, what more could she do?